8:39 on this Friday, June the 23rd edition of Palmetto Morning, 69 degrees. You're listening to Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Brianna Francis in for Ashley today.
If you're listening to us on AM 1340 and that free WRHI app, good morning to you on those platforms. And how about watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live? Well, the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra is welcoming a new music director, Maestro Christopher James Lees, and he joins us here on Palmetto Mornings, as well as the good old Bob Thompson. He is the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra Development Associate. And good morning to you both. Maestro, we met a couple of weeks ago at your introduction into the community, and in the chaos of all the folks and all that are coming up to you, I said, Maestro, we need to get you on Palmetto Mornings. And you said, I don't know what that is, but yes, sure, I'll make it happen. And I said, I knew I liked you for sure. So, well, welcome to the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about the role of a maestro, in case they're not familiar with the structure of a symphony orchestra, and how, just a little bit of your background,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know a lot of people, when they hear the word symphony orchestra, they immediately get white-knuckled and nervous that it's not a space for them. And I hope that somebody in my generation and with, you know, my enthusiasm can help communicate to people that it's just such a good time to be in the room for live music with artists of this caliber and having musical memories created all together. It's really, I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to begin performing in the community and for folks. I'm concurrently serve up in Charlotte as resident conductor for the Charlotte Symphony, and as music director of the Rock Hill Symphony, it gives me a chance to stretch my wings and share the really most like passionately intense commitment to musical events that I can for this city, and it makes me just so fired up to do so. So everybody I've talked to here in Rock Hill has been great. It's been great getting to know the board of the Rock Hill Symphony, who's so fired up about doing this for the community, and we just can't wait to get started. I'm a pianist. I have a piano in my house. I play. I was an organist for a decade. And an occupational denominationalist in all the various places, and now I make my living conducting human beings who share their, you know, hearts and souls and fingers and breath and their spirits with the world. And so it's such a rush. I'm so lucky to be able to do what I do, and I just can't wait to get started.
Well, this is the sixth season for the Rock Hill Symphony, which is just wonderful. Such a great addition to our community that has elevated the arts. So what can we expect out of the sixth season? A new venue for the performances, and what else?
We're talking to a lot of our sponsors, our regulars, if you will, and Chris has been part of those conversations that I've gone around. And what we're talking about is the new, new music director with new ideas about contemporary music, a new location. We moved from South Point to Sullivan Middle School, which is a large auditorium more centrally located in Rock Hill, which we think will be of value to folks who would like the shorter trek.
Yeah.
In both directions. And just a new breath of fresh air, as you've just heard.
Mm-hmm.
The energy, the dynamism, the feel for a great balance between purest classical symphonic music and more contemporary music and even the pops.
Yeah.
He knows how to do this, and that's one of the things we're excited about.
Well, and I think you touched on it a little bit, Christopher, but the white knuckle of the word symphony or philharmonic is scary to people, and that's not the type of music I like. I think we've seen a really good integration of movies being integrated into symphonies with John Williams and Star Wars and other pieces of that nature. How are you going to attract a diverse and younger audience into the symphony world here for Rock Hill?
Let me break in just quickly. One of the things that he did for us as a guest conductor was Music at the Movies for us last year.
Yeah.
This is before we opened the search and started looking for somebody permanently. So, and he interacted with the audience as part of that performance. They kind of knew the tunes, knew a lot of them, but he helped connect them with his commentary from the stage. So he knows how to do that. and we've given him pretty good rein to start. This is year one. Mm-hmm. September 9 is day one. So
we're getting you an overtime then.
Yeah.
But to Brianna's point, how do you win over those that when they hear the words symphony orchestra, they don't like conk out?
Absolutely, because that happens so often. Yeah. I would say that, you know, we consider ourselves like a sphere, like a globe, and everybody has musical taste. Everybody knows what they like, and they know what they like, but they also might be open to liking something that they don't know that they like yet. And the thing that I love about the great legacy of music is that the same sort of questions and ideals, the things that bring humanity together, that folks like Beethoven and Stravinsky and Ravel were writing about 100 years ago, 200 years ago, are still very much relevant. You know, on our first program, we're opening with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And these are the most famous four notes in all of classical music, right? Ba-ba-ba-bum. Yeah.
So if you have no musical background, you at least know that.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's immediately.
Why do you use that when Lucas says a bad joke? Yeah.
There should be a sound effect for it, right?
It's true.
Beethoven comes knocking. But you can immediately identify it, but Beethoven's whole point was, this is fate. This is a force beyond ourselves telling you how you're going to act and what you're going to say and do, and you are powerless against it. And the symphony is a journey from that sense of foreboding devastation into absolute triumph and empowerment at the end. And what person of any age, especially in today's world, doesn't feel like, oh, there are forces beyond my control, I have such limited agency? Beethoven writes that into the music, and within 28 minutes you feel like you have elevated beyond your station. And that's the experience we're offering to people, is retelling those stories really freshly. And at the same token, the very opening of that concert, our very first concert, we're doing a piece by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Mm-hmm. Samuel Coleridge Taylor was an Afro-British composer, one of very few composers of color that has lasted through the test of time. And he was world famous. He went to the White House twice when he visited from Britain. Mm-hmm. And this piece is as romantic and lush as anything Dvorak or Brahms wrote. It's immediately accessible. It's the kind of thing when you bring your date, you're going to find yourself holding them a little tighter because it's just so overwhelmingly emotional. And then sandwiched in between, we've got a solo by a Winthrop composer, Leonard Mark Lewis, who writes just down the street. And this is it's called Weeping an Angel Immense, which is a commemoration of someone who passed during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so it's very pertinent, very timely, very much, you know, in the moment. We live, as you all know, in the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Snapchat world of the present moment is the most important thing. And fortunately, music and musical composition, composers, performers, we're right up in there with everybody else. Yeah. But the perception is, oh, this isn't relevant. It's only dead white guys who are writing this from Europe 200 years ago. It's actually, the music is alive and well. And very, very fresh. And that doesn't even touch on
tickets.
No kidding. Yeah. In fact, listen to their lineup. So we're speaking with Maestro Christopher James Lees. He's brand new to the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. He's the music director. So they begin season 6 on September the 9th. Remember, in a new location at Sullivan Middle School Auditorium. New beginnings, which is fitting. Then they move to a Halloween spooktacular. That's going to be really interesting. I love scary stuff, so I'm right up on – you've got me on that one. Then you do a holiday concert around Christmas time, and then in the spring you do something. It looks like it's for kids and the whole family, Mother Goose. So you really are – applaud you all. And, Bob, you all have done a great job over the last couple of years of still keeping the tradition of a symphony orchestra, but really showing folks in this community – that you know all these songs, you've heard all of these songs, we've just now put them together to kind of tell a story, and you can just sit back and relax and respect the talent that these musicians have, and it is wonderful, it really is, and you all go so much in the community and you do so much to our schools, and just proud of you all for making it 6 years.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, my goodness, Christopher James Lees, you, I think I've got a lot of energy, but I seem very calm compared to you. This
we
is
go
great.
Well together.
That's
this
exactly
is a nice
right.
Pairing,
well, know? We're happy to have you in Rock Hill, and congratulations and good luck. The community will support you. Just give us some time. And then but with this lineup, this is a great way of attracting more and more folks to check out what the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra is all about.
Absolutely.
All right, you can learn more. Follow them on social media. Follow them on the website. And we appreciate your time, Bob Thompson. And then, again, the new music director for the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, Maestro Christopher James Lees.